Good morning, we're learning Chayotim, Chalal Chaf Aleph, Simet Hezayin. So the Chayotim said that you need to complete your 248 words corresponding to the 248 Evorim of the body. It's important to point out that the Medrash Hanelam, which is part of the Zohar, says that when the person says the 248 words of Shema, it will act as a form of ripui, healing and protection on the 248 parts of your body. So we want to get all of our parts of our body in. So with your with the tzibur, you say Hashem Elokeichem. The chazan repeats Hashem Elokeichem emes, and that allows everybody to have extra three words. And if you're biyachid, what should you do? So we're familiar with the eitzah of saying Kel Melech Ne'amon before we start Shema. So the words Kel Melech Ne'amon also represent the word Amen, the Aleph from the word Kael, the Mem from the word Melech, and the Nun from the word Ne'amon is Rosh HaTevis Amen, and the Gemara says that in Brachas, that's what Amen stands for, Kael Melech Ne'amon. So that's three words. It's not a hefsek because Mikra, then you're allowed to answer Amen after your Bracha. So I can count those three words as part of Shema, and I will complete my 248 words. However, the Eitzah that the Ramah says, based on the Zohar, is what the Chayyadim says to do. Where a person is davening biyochid, he has in mind for the 15 vavin of emes v'yatziv. You say the word emes, then you say v'yatziv v'nochon. So there's 15 vavs over there. Gematria vav is 6. 15 times 6 is 90. And with the kolel, that adds up to a total of 91, which is like the Shem B'Ksivosoy B'Kriyosoy. So Hashem's name, B'Ksivosoy, is written Havaya, and that's Gematria of 26. So Yod is 10. You know, there are two Hays, each one is 5, it's another 10. And there's a Vav, so it's a Yod, and then a Hay, and then a Vav, and then a Hay, is Gematria of 26. And what we pronounce Hashem's name is Adnus. So the Aleph and the Dalet is 5. Aleph is 1 and Dalet is 4. That's 5. And then Nun is 50. And Yud is another 10. So that's 65. 65 and 26 is 91. So it's as if we're saying Hashem. We're saying Hashem, the Havaya, the name of Hashem of Havaya, the name of the Shem of Adnus, are Emes. So as we say that if we're saying those words together with the word Emes, we're using the word Emes. And these another 91, this value of 91 is like saying it's emes, the Hashem, which is Havaya Adnus, is emes. So that's three words. So that's one understanding. Another understanding that in the Zohar is that the name of Havaya is 26 and there are four letters, so that's 30. 30 times 3 is 90. And therefore 90, which is the value of these 15 vavs, is like you're saying Hashem's the name of Havaya three times. So that's how you fill in your extra three words that you need to do. I want to point out one thing which sometimes is confusing to the chazan, the repetition, how he does it. So the chazan needs to say quietly to himself, Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and then he repeats out loud, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So that's the first point. The chazan should say those words to himself. If the chazan, for whatever reason, did not say the words to himself, and he just said out loud he was reading the pasuk, which ends off on the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and he says out loud, Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So the tzibur heard those three words, their yard say. The chazan should have in mind, if he realizes immediately what he did, he should have in mind with the 15 vavs that he's about to say, that he has his gematria of 90, etc. When the chazan repeats, he does not repeat Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. He just repeats Hashem Elokeichem Emes. There is one opinion that he says the word Ani. But we do not do like that. We just say Hashem Elokeichem Emes, and that's how he's doing most of the tzibur with those words. Now, when we say the word Emes, the individual person saying the word Emes, actually, it's not part of the count. The 245 words which are in Shema go from the word Shema till the word Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's 245 words. So we're not using the word emes that we say personally as part of our counts. And here we are using the word Hashem Elokeichem emes, the word emes of Brichas Kriya Shema is part of the count, which is why some suggest that we should do it differently. But that is the decision of the Shulchan Aruch, is we do count the word emes of Brichas Kriya Shema towards the count when the Chazan says it, even though we do not count it towards the count when we say it ourselves. So that's how we get the calculation of the 248 words, which act as a commitment upon ourselves with every part of our body, and it acts as a protection and a refuah through saying these words. We get a protection and a refuah, and that's how we're going to fulfill that when we're davening b'yichidus or when we're davening b'tzibur. Have a good day.